Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Circle podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, they're all really today, but it's fine, is Haley. How are you doing, Haley?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here. Nervous being on video. I haven't been on video since I did a Big Brother live feed update with you and Brent, probably a couple years ago now at this point.
I'm just always dragging you onto video, I guess.
I know. Sorry to everyone who has to see my face and my hair in this state. Could have washed it before going on this, but it's the holidays, you know?
It's the holidays. It's the Circle. This is really, really, there shouldn't be a video podcast for the Circle, considering the concept.
Yeah, should we?
We should just have profile images.
Should we just text this entire thing?
Yeah.
I think that is something we should look into, like a live text feed or something.
We'll look into it for sure. We are here to talk about episode 2 of The Circle US on Netflix. Very excited to be talking with you, Haley.
I'm really excited to be talking about this with you as well. I will say I did not really get into the UK version. By that, I mean I didn't try at all. I do think I would like it. I just haven't gotten around to it. If somebody wants to send me a link to watch it, like, I probably would. I am a big fan of the Brits and British reality shows and British panel shows. I just didn't get caught up in the commotion of what The Circle is. So I watched the first and second episodes today, and that was my first introduction to this entire concept. And I feel good about it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you find like the first two episodes were pretty much along the same lines as the British one, or is it super different? Like, if I went and watched the British version, would it feel the same?
It's pretty similar, yeah. I think there's a bigger difference between season one and season two of the UK version than between season two of the UK version and the US version.
Right.
Because in season one, they were in a different building, and it wasn't as streamlined, the production. Season two, they moved to a new building, they upped the production value, and it's very, very similar to what we're seeing in the U.S. here. They shot it at around the same time, in the same building, with the same crew. The only thing that's different is the narrator and the cast. They're both, you know, U.S. people.
So they filmed the British version in this building in the U.S.?
It's in the U.K.
It's in the U.K.
The cast to the U.K. to film
what?
This.
Yeah. I could have sworn they were filming it in Chicago, and I was like, oh, how cool, they're filming it in Chicago. I don't know why. Like, they're just like the river, and there was like this one parking structure that looks like that one in Chicago that's round, if anyone knows what I'm talking about. I could have sworn it was
I could be wrong, I guess, but I'm confident.
You're probably more right than I am on this thing. Like, it's your job to be the professional. I'm just coming in to BS.
Much more embarrassing if I'm wrong. Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. I have very little stakes in here. I've pretty much cemented myself as the person who knows the least, who somehow keeps getting invited back to these podcasts.
Somehow. Well, we'll make it work. All right. So we're going to talk about episode 2. In the previous episode, we were introduced to, if that was your first episode, then you were introduced to the concept of the game, and as well as the cast, the first 8 people, something that is somewhat unique about The Circle in terms of U.S. reality shows. It's much more common in the U.K. is that they're going to introduce those first 8 people and then continue to add new people as they send some of the original people home. And so that's what we are eventually going to see toward the end of this episode, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And see, I made an effort I told you this before we started recording. I purposely did not watch episode 3 and 4 because I didn't want to get confused. So at least I'm here now to be like, yeah, that is what happened in this episode and where we stopped.
Yeah, I have watched up until episode 3 at this point. I've not watched episode 4, but I'm recording 2 and 3 back to back. Luckily, there's no like elimination in this episode. There's nothing really big to spoil or anything.
I accidentally spoiled myself on who gets eliminated in episode 4 by just going to the Wikipedia page. Oof. To know who is on the season.
I had
that's the that's the issue with Netflix doing a drop like this. It's just these things get automatically updated. I don't know if you covered this in the first episode of the podcast, but do you think it's more effective to drop it in these blocks, or do you think they should have done like one episode per day or one episode every other day or something like that?
It's definitely interesting. I think that I'm going to sort of continue to mull over like how it is watching this one versus season two versus season one, because I've watched them all differently. The UK versions, I should say. Season one of the UK version, I watched late. It was already out. I binged the whole thing. Season two in the UK, I watched one every day as it aired live. And now this one I'm watching in four episode chunks per week. So we'll see which one I like best. I got to say, I did kind of prefer watching season one to watching season two. I feel like this is a show that works on a binge for me more than it does having to wait, because it's not a show where there is an elimination every single episode. And so sometimes you do just get a kind of middle episode where there's character development and new people added and stuff like that. But nothing like crazy that makes it a contained sort of story or episode. So I think I prefer this to one a night, but it does make it a lot harder to cover as a podcast because I have to watch them all and then record about them. So just for clarity, I recorded episode one of the podcast with Rob. I had only seen episode one. Now I've seen episode two and three, have not seen four, and I'm going to see four later. And we're going to talk about four and the rest of them tomorrow night, which is Thursday at around 9 p.m. Eastern. So that should be fun. All right. So in the previous episode, we saw that they raided everybody. You were introduced to that concept. And then the influencers were Antonio and Sammy. And they ultimately decided that they were going to send Alana out the door. She's going to be blocked. How did you feel about that?
I think I was fine with that. I think they made the right choice. I liked the way they had to kind of think about who it was they were sending home, who would benefit themselves. And gosh, it's so weird that they just like don't even know if it's a real person or not, if who they're talking to is them. And then so when, spoiler alert, this episode, not that spoiler alert, we're talking about it anyway, when Alana shows up Sammy's door and it's actually her, like I think Sammy was pretty blown away, because Sammy seemed to be betting on the fact that Alana was just some sort of characterization of a model or whatever. I think Alana made some mistakes, and I think she knows what those were, and if she were ever to try and play this game again, I think she would say like, girls do judge me, or people do judge me for being a model. I'm not going to put that in my bio. I'm going to say I'm a daycare teacher. Like, no one's afraid of a daycare teacher.
Yeah, I agree. And I was glad to see that she sort of recognized that. It's something that I talked about when we were talking about episode one, was that I felt like saying that she was a model, coming out with what she thought was a sort of glam down picture, but was still really like a perfect picture of her being beautiful, like is a little too strong. And I think that based on what I've seen on the circle, people tend to prefer the stripped down, natural, the Sammy photo that's a little bit out of focus, that still like just shows like
she's
it feels
super
like
cute
a real,
in it.
Exactly.
Like it feels like her. Yeah, I think Sammy made a really good choice in her photo. And obviously, I think Mercedes did not. And that's going to be, I think, an issue down the line. I don't think Mercedes is going to last super long because of that, because they're not really sure who this person is, why they're using so many filters. And maybe that's just something Karen didn't really think about, because she is a little older than the rest of the cast. So maybe she doesn't have a great handle on social media etiquette in 2019, 2020. So she would be like, oh, let's go for the filters and let's do all this, where that's not really what we're going for these days. And I think things are kind of shifting to Siobhan's point of view, which is less influencers, less like everyone being perfect, and more like, this is my daily struggle. You know what I mean? So I think kind of going that direction is probably the better idea in this show. And because the trends with social media are changing so rapidly, I think that's going to change from season to season, what people are looking for, what people are trying to avoid. So that is pretty interesting there. Siobhan, I feel like, was taking it too far into the other direction of like, well, I don't even have any social media profiles. It's like, why are you here then?
Yeah.
This is a game about like social media, basically.
Yeah. And he's going to say, I think in this episode that like influencers, he hates influencers.
So then you hate magazines. Then you hate like anything. Like you hate commercials. You hate television. Like influencers are just a different version of marketing that's, you know, going along with what is happening in, you know, in the years and what's going on in our changing media landscape.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, there's always going to be marketing. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. And this is just like a different version.
Like anything, it's much more nuanced, I think, than just it all sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, sure, a lot of the times we get these highlight reels of people and their lives. But like, sorry, I don't want to show you my depression. Like, that's not like what I want to portray to everyone. Like, that's just like, I don't want to show you my low moments. And so as long as you go in understanding that, hey, like, this is a highlight reel. And like people are saying that all the time. This is a highlight. Social media is just a highlight reel. Like don't compare yourself. It's just like everyone just we're fine. Everyone's going to be fine. We're all going to be fine.
I actually just saw a tweet pop up by Hamsterwatch on Twitter who said that they did use the same building, but they snuck in shots of various U.S. cities for the segues.
I knew it.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Why would they do that?
To make it feel more Americanized, yeah. I guess. Like, I don't know, because UK has a very different feel building-wise than the US. That's really funny.
We were both right.
We were both right. I love it. Don't you love when that happens?
I do.
Neither of us has to be embarrassed.
All right. So, Alana is out, but. Here's one of the more fun things about the show is that when you are blocked, you have the opportunity to go and meet somebody before you leave the game entirely. This is especially fun when there are catfish involved. Not so in this instance, but this was still pretty interesting. Rob had asked me who I thought Alana was going to go and see, and I said that probably either Joey, to like see like, oh, we were flirty, or to question one of the two influencers that blocked her. And it did seem like that was the motivation here as she goes to confront Sammy.
Yeah, I think that was the absolute right choice on her part. She was only in there for a day, so she really didn't have a whole lot of time to form meaningful connections in a way that she would want to go see Joey over somebody who voted her out. Like, I would want the answers too. So I would absolutely go see Sammy or go see Antonio. And I think going to see Sammy was the right choice. I feel like Sammy explained herself well and didn't put all of the blame on Antonio, which I feel like Antonio absolutely would have done.
He was planning on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I what an interesting twist in the show that I was not expecting. I really loved that little bit that they could go see one of the people who voted them out. Like, what a great idea. That's so funny.
Yeah. I do think that though, like, usually when they're confronted, I feel like they don't usually say the real reason. Like, I feel like we heard her and why she dislikes Alana, like the skinny girls thing, the pretty girls thing, focusing on, you know, appearance. But then when Alana goes to question her, like, she didn't say any of that. Like, I feel like that it's interesting to see the private reasons that people judge others. Mm-hmm. And then when confronted, what they then sort of translate that into.
Yeah, I could see Sammy looking at Alana as somebody who has made her insecure throughout her life. And, you know, just seeing the blonde and seeing the model and like this woman who's coming in being like, oh, my God, I love my pretty girls only. And like, oh, we're all skinny. And it's kind of like, Alana, what are you doing? But also, like, I can understand where Sammy is coming from in that and being a little unhinged by that and being a little put off by that. Is there any losing scenario to them giving the explanation? Like, at the end, it's not like all the people who got blocked are coming back to vote, are they?
No.
So you could give them the real reason and be like, I was a little jealous of you, and people like you in the past have been mean to me, so I just didn't really want you around.
Yeah, you absolutely could. I feel like people are usually not sort of willing to open up in that way.
Yeah, I get that. I feel like this is like, there's almost a no lose situation for this to like your one opportunity in life where it's not really going to have that much of a negative impact on you, because if Sammy was admitting that to Lana, it's not like the audience are coming and voting and be like, Sammy's a jealous biatch or whatever.
It's true. In the UK, you might have to worry a little bit because there's some audience voting, but in the US version, this was pre-filmed.
Yeah, the UK anything is a little more hardcore.
UK, all this talk about alliances would be demonized, so.
Yeah, where that's just like a natural function of US reality shows.
Yeah. And so finally, you know, there is some confrontation, but then there's also some sort of, I feel like Alana was like, mad, but then also like wanted to help in some way, just to contribute at all. And so she talks about how she did have some suspicions about Rebecca because of the whole Chris thing, not realizing that he was gay, which was a big slip up.
Yeah. I did love that from Alana, you know, being like, okay, I said my piece, and now here's an interesting piece of information that I'm thinking about. I would maybe like, God, it's hard because you don't really want to help the person who just voted you out, but you also want to just screw everyone else over.
Right. And again, just like anything that you can do to contribute to the show that you're about to leave, right? Like get all your thoughts out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then look, she can be right when she's watching this back and be like, Rebecca was a dude.
Yeah.
Now, in the UK version, is there more catfish people?
I think they like to keep it to around two catfish.
Okay.
So like they'll introduce new catfish as well. I haven't like kept track of like, are there sometimes three catfish or one catfish? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are, but I think it's generally around that number. Like it's less than half of the people are usually catfish. They like to mostly have real people.
And I'm guessing that when people are going through the casting process, they say that's their plan and they kind of get cast based on that, right? Like they're not told to catfish.
I haven't asked, I've talked to a couple of people. I haven't asked any of the cast members how this works yet. I think I've seen some talk about like that maybe how it works is that when you are cast or when you're applying or whatever, you're basically asked like, okay, so this is you. If you were to play as a catfish, who would it be? And so then the producers might have a choice to be like, okay, we want you to go in as the person you said you would catfish as, or yeah, we want you to go in as yourself.
Okay.
That makes sense to me, but that's just kind of a guess, and I might have read it somewhere maybe.
Right. Yeah, and I like Seaburn's move to be Rebecca, which is somebody he knows in real life. It's his girlfriend. Karen's move to go with Mercedes is somebody she doesn't know. I don't love as much because I feel like if you know the person, you can stay consistent with their character traits, what they're thinking, what they would say. And I feel like if you're completely making up a whole new person, especially if you don't have a whole lot of practice being this person, I feel like it's easy to slip up pretty at any point. You don't, you know, it'd be hard to keep track. Maybe she has a notebook writing down everything she's saying, whatever. I do like Chris's move to have a notebook. He seems to be writing everything everyone's saying. I love that they can have pens and paper. I love that they can have books. That part is cool. I'm interested to see where it goes from here, though.
Yeah, something that I've found is that the catfish generally trip up in one of two ways. Either they're just completely unprepared and they are very unconvincing as the person they're trying to be, or they are successful in you know, being that person, or at least portraying themselves to be that person, but people tend to think that they're quiet and reserved and that they don't share very much, and that's because it's a fake person that doesn't, it's not real. They don't have a lifetime of experience to tell stories and talk about themselves and open up. And yeah, so it's harder for them to connect with people because they're connecting with somebody fake.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like the best move, honestly, is to be yourself and change certain aspects, which I think,
yes,
you know, is working for some other people here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we get some status updates. Everybody gets to update their status. Shuby is very excited about this. And I was like, man, for somebody that hates social media, he's really excited about like all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So
like, Shuby, it's okay to like this. Like, no one's going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, Joey, you don't have to pretend to be cool in front of me. Like, I'm not that cool. I'm here on my day off doing a podcast about the circle.
There you go. Joey and Antonio get in a little bit of trouble. Because it feels like they're being a little callous about the elimination the night before, that Joey is kind of like making a joke about it, like RAP to our dead homie. And
especially like a girl he wanted to like make out with.
Well, I think like hearing him say it, I think he felt it genuinely. I feel like he wasn't trying to make a joke of it, but it definitely comes off that way.
Oh, for sure. And then for Antonio to just kind of go completely sideways and be like, yo, I'm hungry. Like, what should I make for lunch today? Where everyone's just like,
cupcakes for breakfast? Anyone?
We're reeling still. You know, I think Sammy's like, oh, my stomach is upset. Don't know if it's from last night or, you know, eating something weird. And Karen being like, well, that's karma. That's karma. It's like, what's karma?
Yeah, I think it also...
Well, like, your karma's coming for lying about who you are, Karen.
Yeah. I think it shows, like, it really shows that, you know, if you already don't like somebody, like, it doesn't matter what they put in. You're going to find a way to not like what they said.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So we're then going to see that Sammy and Chris are going to start to bond a little bit as they have a private conversation. Shuby and Joey are going to have a chat as well, and they're going to bond and talk about skincare.
I mean, who wouldn't want to talk about skincare? I will say, like, quick PSA for anyone planning on going on reality television. Charcoal masks of any sort where you're covering your whole face is just like maybe something to avoid.
Yeah.
I get just it. You want to get out all of the impurities of your face. There are different ways to do it than a mask like this. Like, it's just, why tread in that territory? Charcoal masks where you just cover your whole face like that is for home time, and don't put any pictures on social media of it.
Yeah. And if you're being filmed 24/7, probably. Just be a little careful.
There's lots of masks in this world.
Yeah. I did love that Shuby was like, oh, he's a bro. He's probably like working out. He's like putting on his face mask. So Antonio is going to have a chat with Mercedes. They'd been flirting in the previous episode. And he's feeling very confident. Antonio is just full of confidence. And so he's like, all right, here's the plan. I'm going to make sure that she knows that I had her back, that I saved her. And that, you know, if not for me, she might have been going home. And therefore, like, she, you know, owes me, or we're good. And this is something I talked with Rob about for episode one, is that you have to be very careful, I feel like, when using text with being transactional. I feel like people are on their guard a lot more on a social media platform or like via chatting than they would be in person when it comes to like a transactional interaction. If you are saying like, I got you, you're going to get me too. It's just a little more obvious. It's a little more blatant, like what the purpose of that is. Like, you wrote those words, you used those words for a reason. And I think Antonio is not good at being subtle about this.
No, he's not. I think he made some errors in this because he's showing his hands to Mercedes. And so Mercedes is like, oh, okay. All right, I can use this to my advantage. Or he might be lying to me about what actually happened there. And he's just trying to manipulate me into believing this, because Mercedes didn't know she was on the chopping block beforehand. It wasn't until Antonio said something to her. And so that would get my guard up. I was like, how do I know that Antonio actually didn't bring this up? And he's just trying to place this on Sammy.
Yeah. And it's clear to her that the purpose of him telling her is that, like, and you're going to get my back,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, I feel like it's almost a little early on in the game to be pulling that kind of stuff. One of Antonio's biggest things was he didn't want to be in the top three or four favorite people in the game because he didn't want too much of a target to be on his back. Well, he's kind of putting a target on his back with this because he doesn't know if Mercedes is going to go back to somebody else and say, "Hey, Sammy, like, you know, Antonio just told me this. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Like, is that like I thought we were close? I thought we were, you know, good friends. I thought we were girls, and now he's telling me this. Like, who do I believe here?"
Very dangerous territory. I did like that Mercedes says that he is her knight in fresh Jordans. He's like, "I don't even wear Jordans."
That might have worked on some people.
Yeah. So Mercedes basically is like, "Okay, I'm going to play along because he clearly thinks that he has me, but I'm not going to buy into this. I'm not going to give him a high rating because he already was an influencer. He already has too much power. There are clearly other people that buy into this and are rating him high. So I don't want to contribute to that." Not entirely sure how I feel about this particular line of thinking of strategy. If he thinks he has you, that means he is probably more likely to protect you if he is an influencer. At the same time, I think it is a rightful concern that if she thinks that he has a lot of other people, then it's hard to protect everyone. And therefore maybe he won't protect you if he's an influencer. So, you have to be, it's a really tricky game to wrap your mind around in terms
of
like.
It's so tricky. Like, yeah. You just don't know who's talking to who because, you know, in Survivor Big Brother, you can walk in a room and hear people whispering and maybe you caught your name or maybe somebody told you that they were talking about you. But in this, like, you're in your own bubble. You don't know if somebody's talking to somebody else. You just have no idea.
Yeah. And in the UK version, again, they were not as strategic. And so they were very public, basically, about who they liked the most and who they were best friends with.
Right.
But so far in the US version, it seems that they are a little more, quiet about like who their true relationships are. And I think part of that has to do with that there are alliances and those are relationships that are not supposed to be public. And so It's a lot more just like accepted that you aren't going to be as public with your affection and with your, you know, conversation. And that makes it much more difficult to know like where the pieces lie.
Yeah. It's so crazy. Yeah. And then just the fluke of, I think it was Rebecca starting a conversation with Sammy and Mercedes. And I feel like Rebecca kind of stumbled into some gold there. Like, you know, I feel like Mercedes showed her hand in a way she probably shouldn't. I can't quite remember how Sammy played it, but I think she played it like probably as well as she could have. Like there's nothing, not a whole lot you can do when somebody is saying like, "I heard you were throwing me under the bus." And it's like, how do you prove that it was happening or not happening?
Yeah. So that was, when Rebecca made the girls chat, conveniently not named skinny girls, named just girls chat.
Girls chat. Good way to go.
Good job, Rebecca. Then it seemed like Sammy was considering doing the same thing that Antonio did to her, which was like, maybe I should say that Antonio wanted you out, Mercedes. But before that could even happen, it seems that Mercedes kind of confronted her first. And I did not love this from Mercedes. I think she came at Sammy a little hot and they
again,
both,
it's like day two. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, and they both did kind of, I think, expose a lot of things that that was definitely Rebecca, aka what was his name?
Seaburn.
I typically I'm just gonna call them by their catfish name.
I keep calling him Shaban, and Ethan was like, "No, that Shaban is the other Shubi," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, that's hard to keep." Shaban and Seaburn.
There you go. But yeah, he was just like, "Wow. Oh boy. I love him. I think he has the best reactions to things."
Yeah, he's a fun character.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right. We did get some Rebecca and Shubi bonding. Rebecca, he loves Shubi. Shubi likes Rebecca. They're going to, you know, continue. They have an alliance. And then we get the Alana goodbye message. And this is something they did not do in season one of the UK show, where when somebody was blocked, they got to see one person and then they left. And then the rest of the cast basically took it on the person that they visited's word, whether or not they were a catfish or not.
Right. Since
season two and in this season of the US, we get a video goodbye message from each person as they go. So you get the reveal for everyone, whether or not it was a catfish. And so they discover Alana was not a catfish, and Joey is just like, no.
Which do you like better, that like everyone gets the reveal or just one person gets the reveal?
I mean I am of two minds of it, that like it's with everybody getting the reveal, you do kind of get best of both worlds, because you do get the first person's response and then also the video message. But I did also like the paranoia of like still just not knowing for sure, because when everybody now knows that Alana was real, you have a general idea that, okay, well now probably two of the remaining seven are fake. And you can kind of keep doing that math if you're sure. Knowledgeable enough.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. And it would have been almost cool to see, like, if, you know, Sammy said, oh, Alana came to visit me. And then Antonio also said, oh, Alana came to visit me. This is what she looked like. This is what it was. And then, you know, it would have been cool to see something like that. And then having her video message, like, obviously, if one person described her one way and one person described her another way, you'd figure out who's lying or whatever. That's just like unnecessary gameplay. But I just, I think I'm glad everyone gets the reveal, but I feel like there is some benefit to only one person getting the reveal too.
Yeah, like imagine if that didn't happen and Sammy was free to say, yeah, she came to visit me. Turns out she was a catfish. I was right to get her out.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So that's not available, but you do then get to see the reactions of people who are either relieved that they're real or mm-hmm. super shocked that they are fake. And in this case, it is Joey who's like, no, she's beautiful. What have they done? Oh, I hope they feel terrible.
I'm glad I don't have to spend any time with Joey whatsoever in my lifetime, probably.
You would not have gone to visit Joey.
No.
Well, Joey has never been super fond of Antonio, but now Antonio was one of the people who sent home his boo.
Yeah.
And so he's going to come in real hot.
What an awful, awful idea this was on Joey's part. He just has no chill whatsoever. Why are you making an enemy here? And it just, some of the things he was saying, I was like, oh my God, how are you saying this?
It's strange too, because like in the UK version, they're usually extremely polite, except for when they are anonymous. And otherwise they're just like, oh, I just love you so much. But like, so this was pretty shocking to me, just to immediately just like, hey, Antonio, do you feel like a complete effing dick right now?
Yeah, like what the, what, like what? How do you open a conversation?
Could you imagine getting a text
that?
Like that? Yeah.
No, I would shut down emotionally. Like, I think I would die on the spot if anyone ever came up to me and said something like that.
Yeah.
I was truly flabbergasted, and I don't believe they had any like one-on-one conversation prior to this. So that's like really coming in. Like a stranger comes up to you and says, I hope you feel like a dick right now. You're like, who are you? I mean, some people would say, who are you? I personally would cry, obviously. But not everyone's as delicate as I am.
All right. Well, so that was just... And so obviously, they're going to be arch enemies, right? Like, there's no rebounding from this.
What's the point? What's a good basketball joke, by the way?
There you go. Thank you.
Totally intentional. It just doesn't make sense to me in any... It just makes no sense to ever try and have enemies in this. Like, what is the point?
Yeah, I agree. We do get to play a game.
I'm glad we have some games.
Yes, today's game
feel like
is
it could
who
get
dis?
A little slow if there wasn't some games.
It's true. The games are fun, usually. I feel like this game was a little slow. There wasn't too much controversy here, mm-hmm. but they're usually pretty fun. The first person was Tina Turner, and Chris says that she's the queen of rock and she has the most famous legs.
Famous legs makes sense. Queen of rock? I don't know.
Honestly, I don't understand the famous legs thing.
I don't know how to explain it, but like when I heard that, I was like, I think it's Tina Turner.
I don't know. I like usually with a question like that, I'm like, okay, well, maybe like the other straight guys won't get it, but they all did, and so I was like, I'm just lost on this one. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, maybe you need to listen to more Tina, or watch some more YouTube videos of Tina, I guess, if you want to like.
I didn't know all the other ones though. Meghan Markle, Spider-Man. he says Tobey Maguire made this character popular or whatever, and Chris is just like, isn't Tobey Maguire the name of a movie? What movie is he thinking of?
Jerry Maguire,
that's it.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah, that was fun. I like these. I love to see the character moments, and I think games like this is good for that.
Yeah. The Chris Helmsworth.
This I don't know great. If I would have got that. That's a hard one.
I would not have from the prompt that Rebecca just says, gorgeous blue eyes.
Could be so many people.
Chris guesses Frank Sinatra, just like completely cementing him as an old soul, because of course Frank Sinatra is the first person to pop into his mind.
Yeah.
And then Shuby just gets it. Like on gorgeous blue eyes. Like I watched the Marvel movies, but that would not have been like what came to mind. Even if you said of the Marvel movies, who has gorgeous blue eyes? I would have been like, I don't know what color their eyes are.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm not even sure who he plays. Is it Thor?
Thor, yeah.
I would get it off of like Miley Cyrus's ex-brother-in-law. I'd be like, Chris Hemsworth. Gotcha.
I didn't know that. He could have just said Thor. I feel like he was trying to make it difficult because these were too easy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Henry Winkler.
That would be hard to describe, too.
I would have said Barry, acting
Happy
teacher.
Happy Days Jump. Oh, yeah. Happy Days Jump the Shark.
Well, you got to be careful of saying things like Happy Days, because that's the sort of thing that people are like, Happy Days is an old show. Hmm. So if you're playing a younger person, or if you are a younger person,
okay,
you want to. So I'd keep.
Yeah,
all
I feel
my...
like Arrested Development is more of like a outside the box thing. That's like
Arrested Development would work.
You'd say Arrested Development and be like, "I'm cool. I'll watch Arrested Development."
No, I'd say Barry and be like, "Yeah, I watch Barry."
Oh well, you're much cooler than I am.
Clearly.
wait. I don't know how these things work. Look, Meghan Markle's right behind me.
Oh, there you go. You're pointing in the direction that you covered.
What direction should I be pointing?
I don't know. Is it that?
Okay, wait.
You're pointing in multiple directions at this point.
Wait, I'm not. I never know how this works.
Look, it's me over here, over there.
That was embarrassing.
All right. We also have new profile pictures, which is pretty quick. Episode 2, we're already getting new profile pictures.
I want more pictures. I want a status update, and I want a picture every single episode. If I'm not getting... I want two an episode. I want at least one picture at the beginning of an episode, statement at the end of the episode. I want as much information from these people as possible.
Well, I mean, generally, they have like this plethora of like these multiple folders of multiple photos, and they usually only get to show like three or four.
I want 15 photos. I want them to try and justify everything. If you're catfishing, like, you better catfish right.
And there you go. In general, I think people really enjoyed the second photo. I feel like there were a lot of good picks.
Yeah.
People like Mercedes. No filter. Mm-hmm. Shuby's was adorable.
Oh my gosh, was Shuby's ever like, it was very much like first year of university, just returned home, and I'm taking a picture in your childhood bedroom.
Rebecca had like an edgy photo with like creepy words written behind her.
Didn't love that one.
It showed a different side of her.
Sammy's, however,
Sammy's was, yeah.
That was a good choice. If I looked like that, that would be my first, second, third to 45 photos. It would be just that.
For somebody that was emphatically saying, absolutely never send a naked photo of yourself, I was a little bit surprised.
Hey, honest, if you, yeah, if you've got it, then why the heck not?
I'm not complaining.
I like that we didn't see the photos before they were revealed. So when the reveal happened, you're like, why?
Well, she was like,
welcome,
Sammy. Yeah, she's like, I'm going to show off my body. And oh, just like in a bikini or something. I don't even know how to describe what she was wearing.
I would say it was some sheer underwear on her lower half. And it was very focused on that, I'm going to be honest. So I can't remember what she had on top. Maybe like a crop top. I don't think she was like full bra or like bikini top. I think it was like a crop top stitch.
Yeah. And she was also like legs.
Splayed?
Splayed, yeah.
Yeah.
Rebecca's response is, girl, wear your clothes.
They're gone.
And Joey is just like enamored. He's,
oh my God. Joey's such a little horned up.
He's so ridiculous.
But he's also like, I'm posting a picture of like people who are so important to me. Like
I'm a mama's boy.
I don't think in this show you should ever post pictures with other people. Or is that just like not, is that misguided? Like, should you post pictures with other people so that people think you're more real?
Yeah, I think that what you want to go for is as much variety as possible. If you post too many similar photos, people start to get suspicious or like they don't like it very much because you're not showing enough sides of yourself. So I think that generally, you know, photos with other people, usually pretty good, as long as they don't come off as too like manipulative.
Right. I think it was a great choice for Antonio to not go with the photo of his two sisters.
Yeah.
Because he was not like, I've never posed in a picture with my brother like that. I'm also not as hot as his sister, so.
If I just saw that photo without him explaining what it was, I would have thought it was him being like, yeah, look at me.
I love ladies.
Yeah. So Antonio's second photo, I felt like, was kind of just similar to his first one. He was dressed slightly differently. His beard was bigger, but it was mostly the same. I felt like that was the worst one.
Yeah, all they could say was like, oh, he looks more mature.
Yeah. And of course, Joey was not a fan.
Well, Joey has some issues.
And Chris is going to post one like all made up with a fierce look.
Great. I think that was a great idea, too. Definitely. If you said what is true, that you want to see as many different sides of them as possible. I think that was a really good choice for him. And I think it might show Rebecca that like he is playing for the other team.
There you go. Yeah, maybe you'll finally realize. All right. Alert. We have a new player.
I was excited to see how they, you know, they were revealed because, you know, in Love Island or whatever, or X on the Beach, sometimes like they'll just pop up and be like, hello, I'm here. Welcome, everyone. But obviously with this, they can't do it. I would have loved to see, you know, everyone at the party having a live chat and then it would just be like Miranda enters chat and everyone's like, who the heck is Miranda? Like, I would have loved to see that. I think that might have been a little more effective.
They might do that at some point.
Great point. I mean, you know whether or not they did not.
I think they do it in like different ways each time, generally. So,
So
Miranda, new player. She is also beautiful. Like, just
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful tattoos. Great haircut. Like, smoking hot.
If I were in the building, if I were in the circle and I was like literally every single woman so far has been just absolutely beautiful. I would
be like,
so
everyone's
suspicious.
A catfish.
I would be like, at least two, I would be like two of the women are catfish for sure, because you don't cast all beautiful people. And then, you know what I mean? Like there's gotta be variety.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah. So Miranda says for her profile picture, she wants to avoid showing her tattoos, which I was like, I was actually not super solid on that, just because I feel like the tattoos give her more of like an individual feel, make her feel a little more real than like she's so beautiful that like when she's just posting like her regular like non-tattooed self, it feels like too like. There's nothing individual about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like if, you know, she had her tattoos, I feel like that could have been,
it's a little more grounding
and also like a common interest with like Antonio, be like, I love your tattoos. Like, tell me the stories behind it. I feel like Sammy would be into a girl who has a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
Joey, I feel like Joey might be the type of guy who's like, yo, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari, you know?
I feel like he would say that, but ultimately he wouldn't. He'd be like, I can look past it.
Yeah, for a hot gal.
But then her second picture, I felt like it was, I mean, it was kind of far away, but you see the tattoos, like not in detail, but.
Yeah, there was a really cute photo, which I wanted her to post, which is the one she ended up going with the bottom right hand corner. And I wanted her to go for the top right hand corner where her hair was a little longer. She was in like a really cute toque. I love that one. And I get why she wanted to go with the photo with her hair being a little shorter, because if she has too many lengths, I feel like people are going to get too suspicious. So I get why she went with that one. But that one was my favorite.
Yeah. Ultimately, I do think that, you know, she chose her main profile picture, no makeup, which is great basically call. Like a different version of like no filter.
Yeah.
That it's something that people recognize and tend to like respect. Like, OK, that feels more real.
You know? I also am not wearing any makeup right now. I don't know if you can, this is just like my natural just lip color.
Does lipstick count as makeup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything where you're even like slightly changing the appearance of anything is like makeup. Like even, you know, I have a lot of lipsticks that are the exact same color as my lips too, which seems counterintuitive or counterproductive, but.
Just to keep it even.
Yeah. Just even things out. Just everything even out.
There you
like
go.
You guys should be happy you don't see all of the dark circles I have right now.
So Miranda talks to the circle, and I didn't get it as much a little bit later, but especially when she's setting up her profile, I felt like she was talking to the circle like she was an elementary school teacher. She's like, and now what I want to do with my picture is like she was talking to a child.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I'm excited to see how she interacts with the other people. I just don't feel like she has like the cutting edge that I think some of the other people have. They might be able to take advantage of her pretty easily. I feel like she's could be trusting and, you know, very sweet. And
yeah,
she's somebody you want on your side for sure. But I just worry that she might be too trusting of everyone.
And I wonder how the U.S. players will treat new players, especially as they're more strategic. You know, I think that there's a very easy divide to say, like, new players, we're not going to let in.
Right. Yeah, but if you're already, like, not trusting some of the people.
It's true. So, I mean, somebody like Joey.
Yeah, like, please, I will take 45 Mirandas.
Yeah.
Over one Joey.
They're going to have a party. I again love Rebecca as he's just like playing with his food, and then the lights come on. He's just like,
"Like, do you think they were told they have to dance? Like, I feel like that music."
They were
came
definitely
on,
told
like,
to dance. Everybody like, in the circle has always danced during the parties, and they have to be told because I would not just default to dancing.
No, I don't think I would either. Not until I have a couple glasses of wine, at least.
Well,
do they get alcohol in that?
Yeah.
Okay, they're and they drinking. Get grocery orders? God, how sad that would that be? Like, yes, I'll take a bottle of tequila, thank you. I will be enjoying all of this by myself.
All right, well.
Do they have access to a gym? Like, I know
yes.
Antonio in the gym, but do they have to, like, sign up for time slots or something? Like, how does
so.
That work? Okay.
Yeah, like, you can only one person can, like, move outside of their room at a time, I think.
Is there other locations to move out to?
Yeah, so there's, like, the rooftop sort of terrace. There's the gym. I think there's another room, but I'm not sure. But it's, I think, just those two or three.
Okay.
And then, of course, the hangout. But they don't get to go there freely, just when they're influencers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so Joey's going to, after seeing the new photo of Sammy... he's all about it, and so he's going to try his charm on her. Not as successful as it was with Alana. I had said in the previous episode, I was like, it's surprising to me how often people like Joey are successful at flirting on the circle. And then, of course, in the next episode, he's going to fall flat here.
Yeah, I feel like this dude in the UK does well, and this dude in the US does not.
I mean, I felt like it did seem like he was making a little bit of progress on Alana.
I don't think so. I think that was gameplay on her part. Like, really, like, you're a model and Joey's the one who you're like, you know what?
I was surprised.
Why not? No, I think that was just some gameplay from Alana.
Okay. Well,
Alana, if you're listening to this, like,
let us know.
I know everyone who's on the Circle US like is searching out for a podcast because they want their name mentioned. So Alana, please tweet me at @hstrong_. If that was real or if it was just like you were just trying to make friends, you were trying to social game it. Thank you.
All right. Sammy at this point feels like she has Chris and Antonio, and now she also feels like she has Joey. So she that's what she says at this point. Antonio is going to now flirt with Rebecca a little bit. Rebecca's
like, doesn't have a great taste in real people.
He is now 2 for 2 in flirting with the catfish.
Yeah.
Rebecca's like, oh, you're buttering my biscuit. And this is something that Rob brought up in the first episode recap, which is he felt like it was a mistake to pick his girlfriend because what if now people are flirting with you as your girlfriend?
That's a compliment, though, and, is it not?
And he was a little bit like, it's weird that he's flirting with me on my, based on my girlfriend. And then it kind of especially becomes weird, as Rob pointed out, like if they like then meet outside of the show and he's like, yeah, here's my girlfriend that you're flirting with.
I don't know. Maybe I just have like a different like thought about those kinds of things. So like I'd be like, yeah, he's flirting with my girlfriend because she's hot and like she's mine, so F you. Like I'd be like taking it as a compliment. I wouldn't be getting upset about it.
It's true. I think that it depends on the relationship that ultimately may or may not form between somebody like Rebecca and Antonio.
Yeah.
Or like if they actually became friends, it might be weird.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
But you just reminded me, you are Canadian.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Do you
mentioned
want to see
to
my
Rob,
passport? I have it in my drawer.
It is definitely, I need to make sure. I mentioned to Rob that Alana sounded Canadian to me. Am I wrong about that?
I see it. I can see it.
Because like she's from
Texas.
She did
sound totally Texas. That's
right.
For sure.
And she was talking, and I just like a couple of times, I was just like, this sounds like I'm like Big Brother Canada land, like just a little bit here and there.
Hmm. Interesting. I was going to ask you, are Canadians allowed on this?
I don't know. I'm going to guess not.
Because yeah, I would have said no, but then I was a little nervous to say yes to this podcast only because I wasn't 100% sure if the Circle was going to be on Canadian Netflix. Like, we don't get everything that you guys get. So I was a little nervous that we weren't going to get it. And then when we did get it, I was wondering like, oh, I wonder if there's going to be any Canadians on this. So, you know, maybe that's just whatever. But I know with Love Island, they were accepting some Canadians.
All right,
more Canadians, everyone.
Yes. Antonio, by the way, really proud of himself for his amazing flirting ability, having flirted with both of the catfish. They're then gonna have one more game of Never Have I Ever that that Miranda is gonna listen in on, or watch in on, I guess. And it's only two questions come up that I remember, and they were both just about having sex, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So the first one is Never Have I Ever Had Sex in Public, and Shubi says not yet.
Probably not coming for you, buddy.
And then the next one was Never Have I Ever Had Sex with the Same Gender, to which Sammy says yeah, and Joey is just losing his,
oh my god, like he's never met, like, oh my god, what a stereotypical like, oh yeah, I love women who like other women. It's like they're not gonna both do, like, intercourse with you, bud.
Then Mercedes is going to come out as well, saying like sort of hinting at like, you know, no comment, wink. Then says that she has pink in her flag. And Shubi is like, I know what that mean? Do I don't know what that means. What did they say?
I wasn't totally clear on it. I guess it just means like, yeah, like I like think women like I, that's also in my like whatever. I think
that,
I get
well,
it.
Does it mean that she that pink is one of the colors or that pink is the color? Maybe that was the confusion.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not up on my flag knowledge as much as I should be.
Well, Miranda really enjoyed the Mercedes contribution to the conversation. And for the record, with Miranda also saying that she would swing both ways, that means that literally all three of the actual women on the show.
Fantastic.
That's I've never seen that before.
I know.
It's and pretty
I hope
awesome.
I'm just not using it as like a trope because like I found that the diversity on the circle was great.
Yeah.
We have people coming from just like all over everything, which is like fantastic. And what we've all been asking from reality TV for like 10 years now. And yeah. Maybe it's different because Netflix isn't like your big network or whatever, but it's just, it's nice to see some diversity and it didn't really feel like, it was like a vocal point, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they were like, look at our diversity.
Yeah, like, oh, look at all the bisexual people we have. No, it's just like, oh, we cast these women because they were fantastic and they just happen to be bisexual.
Yeah. I'm into it. So that's our episode. What
yeah,
do you
I
think?
Had a great time. I had a good time watching these two episodes. I will say that how long was the second episode? Was it 45 minutes or was it the full hour?
You know what? I didn't look.
Let me see if this Wikipedia page has anything about it.
Probably not, to be honest.
No, it doesn't. The first episode did feel a little long.
Which is funny because I watched the YouTube version, which felt too short.
Which is fair. Yeah. I was going to watch the YouTube version, but then I just was like, you know what? I'll just wait for the Netflix. And I liked it, and I think I will continue to watch it. I don't think I'm going to make an effort to sit on my couch every single morning or evening and put the episode on. I do work from home, and I always have like TV going. So I think that's more of where the circle is going to be for me, is like that TV show where I like, you know, pop in on, but I don't like put all of my focus and attention on. And we'll see if that changes as the season goes on and I get more attached to the characters and the storylines and the people and the game. Just because I am, you know, pretty fresh to the game that I just haven't. We're courting each other right now.
Mm.
It's like a Mercedes and Antonio situation.
Yeah, you're flirting with the circle right now. You're just hoping that they're not catfishing you.
Hopefully not.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on and talking about episode two with me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a real treat.
Yeah. Where can people find you? Where can Alana find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @strong_. You can also check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. Every week I write a little bit about what it is that I was watching on TV that week. So if you're into TV, which I'm assuming the people who are listening to this are, check that out.
There you go. All right. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. Thank you so much for joining me on this one. I am going to now record for episode 3, and that should be available probably as soon as you listen to this one. So go ahead and listen to that one. Hopefully you have fun with it and enjoy the ride. We will be talking about episode 4 and, you know, all of the episodes that were released this week tomorrow night. That's Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern with Rob and some others. So that'll be fun as well. Thank you again for joining us. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.